Welcome to the DSA Shifting Perspective podcast.
Hi, I'm Richard Bailey, and you are listening to a Shifting Perspectives podcast. Thanks for joining me. Today, we're talking to acting royalty, Tommy Jessop. Hi, Tommy, how are you doing?
Well, pretty wicked.
Excellent, great. So it's great to talk to you today, Tommy. I love watching you as Terry Boyle in Line of Duty on the BBC. I know you're enjoying a fantastic TV, film and theatre career and are a multi-award-winning actor. Amongst many other roles, you were the first professional actor with Down syndrome to play a lead in a primetime TV drama. And you made history when you became the first professional actor with Down syndrome to play the title role of Hamlet in a touring theatre production. Not only that, you're a full voting member of BAFTA. And in 2021, you received an honorary doctorate from the University of Winchester for your services to the arts. Now, I know our listeners are keen to learn more about you and your professional career. So a warm welcome to you, Tommy. And let's start with your early career. Did you always know that you wanted to be an actor?
Yes, I did.
And did you have a favourite actor when you were starting?
Well, if I had to choose just one, it'd have to be Tom Cruise. I think I enjoyed watching the Mission Impossible films.
Yeah, he's a great actor, isn't he?
Yeah.
Do you still like him now, or is there any other sort of current actors or anybody else that you like now?
Well, I also could Robert Pattinson.
Okay, he's the new Batman, isn't he?
Yep.
Did you go to drama school?
Yes. I actually went to Channel 4 Talent Fund, and we had workshops to help us to get into TV and film work.
So is that how you started your professional acting career, with the workshops?
Yeah, it was. We can sort of do being prepared, but going through our lines, getting into character as well.
So you're a great theatre actor, Tommy, and you've been a part of the Blue Apple Theatre for a long time now. Can you tell us how all that started?
Yes, I can. Well, we actually read an article by Bill Nye, and that gave us the idea to get it started. And we knew lots of other people who also love acting as well.
Great. And what kind of thing did you do with the Blue Apple Theatre?
Well, we do dancing, and we do singing, and going on tour as well.
Fantastic. Whereabouts did you go on tour?
We went to Cornwall, down to the Minnack Theatre, and Taunton, and the Rose Theatre in London, and the House of Commons.
House of Commons, fantastic. Yeah. And then, I mean, you've been on TV as well, and Coming Down the Mountain was your big TV break in 2007.
Yes.
How did you get that part?
Well, I had to sit on the stairs waiting to go in, because so many people wanted to try for the role. And then I met Nicholas Holt, and they noticed how we worked really well together. So they cast us both as brothers, and he is quite an enjoyable person to be with and have a laugh with. And he's one of the best actors I've worked with.
He's gone on to some great things, hasn't he? He's is it the Avengers films now?
And the X-Men.
X-Men, yeah. And so when you got the part, can you remember what it was like when you were on set for the first time?
Yes, I can actually. Well, I had to wait for quite a long while until they were ready. And there were 100 people waiting to film us when we first walked on the set. And it was just me and Nicholas Holt in the scene. And the very first scene that was shot was the very last scene in the film.
Well, because you also appeared in an Emmy-nominated documentary filmed by your brother. Can you tell us what that film was about?
Yes. Well, that was all about our lives behind the scenes, making them Hamlet, which I also quite enjoyed doing. And that was all about going on tour with Blue Apple, with Hamlet.
Can you tell us a bit more about the production and, you know, what it was like touring? You know, was it a lot of fun?
Yes. Well, if you want to know what the weather was like in Cornwall, it was quite really hot, but after dark, it was really freezing cold, because one of the actors who played Ophelia was so cold, her skin turned blue, exactly. So it kept her covering her up in coats between her scenes. We also had to learn how to sword fight, because it was also one of my highlights. And we had some dancing in it, so not to make it too sad. And our version of Hamlet was quite romantic as well. And another one of my personal highlights was doing the infamous to be or not to be speech. And I quite enjoy making the audience feel their emotions. So it made my speeches quite dramatic.
Now I'm going to put you on the spot here. Do you still remember the to be or not to be speech?
To be or not. To be. Well, that is the question. Whether tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of an outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the sea of the troubles. And by opposing and them.
Oh, that was fantastic. Bravo. Absolutely brilliant. Well done. Now, many of our listeners will have watched you in, you know, your probably your most famous role, playing Terry Boyle in Line of Duty. Can you tell us how you got the part? Did you have to audition?
Yes, I did. But it wasn't in person because it was a self-tape or audition while I was away on holiday.
And then once you got the part, did you have to keep it a secret?
Yes, I did. Or, in the same words of Terry Boyle, no comment.
Yeah, no comment.
Although most of my TV and film work really are top secret.
Top secret. I mean, well, talking about secrets, I mean, the cast and crew had to keep so many storylines secret, in particular who H was.
Yes.
So when you were filming, did you know who H was, and was it hard to keep it a secret?
No one knew who H was to start with.
There's a famous scene in Line of Duty which involves you with the car and the lake. Can you tell us about that scene, please?
Yes. Well, being in that lake really was like being in the North Pole in the month of November. But, on the other hand, it does have many advantages, like having a nice warm hot chocolate. And my personal highlight in that scene was having a really nice hug from Vicky McClure.
So I know Line of Duty's been a massive part of your life, and you were lucky enough to attend the National Television Awards when Line of Duty won. Can you tell us about that night?
Well, I think it really was a highlight of my life and time, but as much as I quite enjoyed winning these two awards, I also met quite some quite intriguing people, and being interviewed on the red carpet as well.
So, Tommy, you've become very well known now as an actor in your own right. And throughout your career, you've done a lot of work to break down barriers for actors who have learning disabilities. And do you think roles like Terry Boyle help you to do this? And do you think there's enough diverse representation on our screens?
Well, I reckon that there could be even more roles to be given out to make it even more diverse. So we need more writers who understand our lives, not just stories about being vulnerable, because we can live good, interesting lives, and we can also help other people and make a difference, and we can also be quite creative. We do fall in love and out again. And people with Down syndrome are gymnasts, dancers, models, photographers, waitresses, cooks, working in an ice cream parlour as well as an actress.
I think you said that brilliantly, and let's hope that, you know, there'd be like a bit more representation on the screens of all kinds of disability. So you're part of the prestigious BAFTA Elevate programme. I haven't heard of that. Can you tell us about BAFTA Elevate and what the programme does?
Yes. Well, BAFTA... Elevate helps us to get to the next stage in our careers by meeting top filmmakers, producers and casting directors.
It sounds like a great program. I mean, are you meeting quite regularly there, or how does it work?
We meet up once a month, and it's known as the round table. So we chuck in any questions that we might be quite that we might find out even more about that person.
So, along with your work to improve representation throughout the performing arts, what are your personal career ambitions?
Well, I think it's to be the next Bond.
The next Bond. Yeah. Fantastic.
It so happens to be quite shaken, but not stirred. And I would also like to play a superhero powerful emotions that might end up saving the day by making his presence felt.
And so, apart from the parts that you'd like to play, are there any actors you'd like to work with in the future?
Like Lily James, Kirsten Stewart, Emma Stone, Amanda Seyfried, Tom Hanks, and Brad Pitt, to name a few.
So great. I mean, that sounds like you're going to be getting on a plane and heading off to Hollywood.
Yeah. This is my next ambition in life.
And so you've talked in the past about the honour of winning awards for your work, and you now have an honorary doctorate of arts from the University of Winchester.
Yes. Well, really am passionate about having a doctorate in the performing arts, because being in the performing arts really is important for people to learn new skills and discover new ideas, and performing really is my greatest passion in life. And I had to make a speech to all the students, and hopefully it will inspire people to follow their dreams and be happy with their lives, and be kind to people.
Lovely, very well said. And I mean, many people listening to you are going to be inspired by you. Exactly. And I mean, what advice do you have for new actors starting their careers?
Well, keep on practicing your lines, and get early nights, And I think about emotions of any characters that might say, coming up.
You know, apart from acting, which everybody knows you for, is there anything else you really enjoy doing? Are there any other creative arts you're involved in?
Yep. And we also might be involved in dancing as well. It's another greatest passion of mine. Because just before COVID, I was dancing with a culture device in London.
Okay, you mentioned culture device. What can you tell us about culture device?
Yes, where they set up any dancing performances.
Is it modern dance, Tommy, or is it what kind of dancing is it?
Modern contemporary, yes, and it also improvise maybe as well. I also quite enjoy singing as well.
Well, do you know, I could really talk to you all day, Tommy, but I'm afraid that our time is coming to a close. So is there anything else you would like to say to our listeners, any good pieces of advice that you could give to them?
Well, just be happy, be kind, and most of all, in the words of the late and great Sir Bruce Forsyth, keep smiling.
Fantastic. I think that's great advice. Keep smiling. Thank you so much for chatting to me today, Tommy. You really are an inspiration to so many, and it's been absolutely fantastic seeing you on our screens and theatre stages. And I just can't wait to see more of your work. So goodbye for now.
Yep. Bye for now.
My name is Richard Bailey, and you have been listening to a Shift in Perspectives podcast brought to you by the Down Syndrome Association. You can listen to more of the series by going to the DSA website or by searching on Spotify, Audioboom, or one of the other podcast platforms.
Please subscribe and tell your friends about us. Thank you very much for listening.